8 fancy underpants. Oh, sure.
And let's leave the house. I gotta go get Rachel and then we'll be up there.
Hold on, I'm ordering my Starbuckies.
Good morning. W8 meeting.
All right, I ordered my coffee. Did I hear Walter?
I think that was his voice.
Can you hear me?
I can now.
Yeah, I had some things unplugged.
Come on, man, don't unplug your things.
Things for my special project.
Okay, I am mobile.
Well, look at you, Mr. I don't want to get there until late.
I'm still waiting on her. She's in the shower.
Go jump in.
You see, this Tiger's Den's got great espresso.
Okay, on the road again with my coffee. Mr. Matt says I am 33 minutes out, 29 miles.
Yo, what's this place near?
Downtown Armada.
It's just east of Armada Fairgrounds, right next to the Armada Cemetery on Armada Ridge.
Apple Maps knows it. You just got to say Armada Flea Market and it'll find it.
Well, very good. I ordered that additional software for the repeater last night, and they sent me a form I had to fill out. I filled that out, John, and I sent it to them. So hopefully I'll get that option in here quickly, too.
Groovy. So, yeah, if for some reason we have problems with VHF and we gotta later make a transition for some reason, I'm sure that'll be great trade bait, especially with that.
Yeah, this is actually a pretty impressive little box. I mean, it's 100% duty cycle, 50 watts, relatively easy to program. It's not that expensive, and it's a nice little package.
Too bad Joe doesn't, you know, realize just how little they take from the Wi-Fi. But regardless, there's ways to skin that cat.
Yeah, we'll talk to Tom when we see him. He says he might have a solution too.
Yeah, because I'm a little bit in the dark what you guys are discussing. Is this for a new site? Or for a current site that we're upgrading. KGO, because I haven't done that yet.
We have a new site that needs internet. We got everything else.
You told me you might have a modem.
Yeah, I got a cell modem. So that should work. It's 4G LTE. Should be an issue.
Yeah, 4G is all we need. I I'm going to step out and go get dressed. I'll call you guys when we're mobile.
All righty. We shall talk to you shortly. I am northbound Van Dyke. I haven't hit the freeway yet, though.
Oh, Sean, you know that little gray box real quick? I figured out what that does.
And?
It's a programmable alarm box. And what you do is you can put switches on it or sensors or whatever. So let's say if you had a ham shaft of your own remote, hut underneath the tower, and you wanted to alarm the building, and you put a sensor there by the door, switch by the door, and when it trips it, what it does is it transmits to you the input of your repeater, and it tells you door open, door open. So it lets you know that somebody opened the door, and you can program it to do anything you want. I opened it up. It's like brand new inside, and nobody ever put batteries in it, so I don't think anybody ever even used it.
Well, it was hooked up to their power supplies, which were hooked up to a DC plant, so, they probably didn't need it. Yeah, cool. There's an antenna on it, I noticed, that seemed to indicate that it also had some sort of cellular component.
No, what that does is that little antenna just transmits to the input side of your repeater. So let's say if you were monitoring the batteries, and the batteries were to go low, it would just tell you. You can program it how often you did it. So it would just transmit on one frequency to the input on your repeater that's in the house and tell you battery's low, battery's low, or standby power, or whatever you wanted to tell you. The antenna is broken, it's junk, but it's just a freaking HT BNC antenna.
Oh, I gotta check that thing out. You gotta bring a picture of it or the book or something.
I'll take one, bring it with me. It's called the Quick Talk Box.
Sounds like a plan. Alright, I gotta call my daughter, let her know that we're outside. Casey, could you?
So I take it you buy them frequency-based, that one's EHF, I assume.
I haven't looked at it really that close yet, but I'm willing to bet it's anything you want it to be. But I'll find out.
Well, I'm just trying to think any place we might want to use that. The only place I could think of would be at the Mecca to monitor power, but we got our woes fixed. They fixed one of the two big boys, so that's not quite the problem it once was.
Well, that's a good thing. At least nobody will get stuck in an elevator. But either way, I'm sure we can find a use for this thing, and it's brand freaking new. I mean, I don't think that, they did it, they hooked it all up and everything, but I don't think that they put batteries in it.
Yeah, but it was powered by that switcher, that switching power supply. It was mounted to the same panel that switching power supply was on, and it was it picked up its power right from that. So maybe that's all they were monitoring. If the switching power supply went dead, well, then it wouldn't transmit, so never mind, without batteries. But the switching power supply was running off of, that wouldn't work either. Then again, if it was just a normally closed ESD, it would have to be able to be up long enough to transmit the signal. Interesting. Be interesting to see what they were doing with it, because the only power it had was coming from that switcher.
Yeah, either way, we'll figure it out, and it is kind of cool. It's got switch 1, switch 2 on it, so it's got two switches. and power coming in. So, external power. Okay. Yeah. Either way, we should have taken a picture of all of it, but I'm sure it might have some use for somebody. You know, I mean, there's no value here, but it definitely would have some use for, you know, monitoring something. It'd be kind of cool to, you know, tell it to say, okay, building intrusion or something of that nature, or running on battery or anything like that. All right, I got to step out. I'll see you guys in a minute. WAD.
WAD, back to you. AFADRC, WAW.
AFADRC, go ahead, John.
Hey, Justin, just heading out to the flea market this morning. Just wondering if you're joining.
Well, I just woke up, and it's going to take me a few minutes, maybe 20 minutes, 25 minutes to leave.
All right, well, I don't know how long we're going to actually be there, and I don't know how much radio coverage we'll have. So the plan is to go there, take in the flea market, and then go grab some breakfast somewhere. But I don't think there's any plans more firmed up than that at this point.
Give you guys a shout when I'm
out
of the door.
See what happens. Okie dokie. All right, they just switched over to Romeo.
Parking right against the cemetery.
It was by the gate, and then my navigation started getting at me.
I am on the east side, parked right next to the road, and a Hyundai by the cemetery.
All right, so you're there. I just turned off 32 on the Wolcott, so I'm about less than 10 minutes out.
Yep. So when you come down Wolcott, you'll hit Armada Ridge, however they told you to take it.
Yes, the navigation's having me take Armada Ridge Road.
Yep, that'll take you right into town. And then you go past the fairgrounds and after just 10 minutes into the big, huge flea market with a bunch of people.
Oh, I'm very familiar with this route and the town. So, yeah, I know exactly where I'm going. I just find it funny. It says Armada. Ooh, cool little camper for sale here. One that I could tow with this thing.
There you go. I got a 26 footer that I don't have anything to tow it with right now. I'm going to get rid of it.
Yeah, ain't no way I'm pulling a 26 footer. The best I can do is a hard sided tent or a bed on wheels. But, I got about 3,500 pounds of towing capacity, so there's actually quite a bit I can tow, but definitely not a 20-some footer.
And they have homemade bread.
Homo bread? Is that because it's Pride Month?
So there is parking on the west side of the flea market. If you want to park there, there's another bagel van is right here by the concession.
Am I making it okay on Richmond? Hello, hello.
Okay, where are you in the parking lot? KCHKGO.
I'm coming up in the barn. I'm way the hell on the far west side. I'm poking up by all the flowers. Well, there's a lot of flowers, but right by the barn. Where you at, Walter?
KSA, FU. KFA, DIC. KFA, FU. KFA, DIC. We are 8 FU. KFA, DIC.
Yeah, Jack.
I'm on my way if you want. I'm here at, what do they call it, at 23 Mile, making a right turn, going up to 23 Mile even, going to all the way to North End.
Okay, well, Tom and I are here. Wally's on his way, but we'll be here for a bit. And then after we're done, we'll go into downtown and get some breakfast or something.
Hi, Sean. No problem. The radio will be on. When I get there, probably to downtown, I'll give you a shout, or before that, anyhow, to see where you guys are at.
Sorry, Jack. Very good. I'll be listening. I might have the radio in my hip pocket, so... make some racket.
W8D is mobile.
Where you at, Jack?
North End is 25.
Okay, I was just out in the parking lot dropping off some bagels. I'm going to head back over towards the flea market.
KCHKGO, is that you out there, Jack?
In Richmond, N8WRO. When you get a chance, you might want to switch to the Richmond machine. Tom, I'll relay if you can copy. Jack's in town. He's making a right turn at the red light. Go ahead, Tom, if you copy.
I didn't get him. Sorry. I heard Jack was...
Go ahead, Jack. Try it again. See if you can get to Richmond.
I'm going to go on the side and get to Richmond because I can't see the radio.
Yeah, I copy that, Jack. You can't switch right now because you're driving. Tom, he's almost there, if you copy.
All
right. That makes two of us that are lost. Tom, I'm by the horse show.
Okay, I'm on the Richmond machine.
Much better signal, Jack, N8WRO. Wally, I'll let you go direct with Jack, and maybe you guys can figure out where those guys are. Unless you want me to get a hold of them on 800, but you got that, too.
In the back of the parking lot, anyhow.
Copy your last, Jack. Back of the parking lot. We'll see if those guys are hearing us. It's probably loud with HTs there.
You hear yet, Jeff? Yeah, I am. Just trying to find a roof to park. Be back.
Okay, Marion and Wally are in the parking lot. We're going to meet by the flagpole.
Where you at, Jeff? Hello, Jack, where you at? K-8-W-O-K. Check, check, check. KF8FGS in the mobile.
None of that was readable. In and out, and what was in was too scratchy.
Yeah, I'll switch over to Richmond. Anyhow, just left the Armada flea market, heading downtown to grab brunch with the group. So, got Jack with us, and even decided to join the crew. Tom and Wally, darling brides, even daughter. We've got a whole entourage.
Wow, that's awesome. Good old, big old gang there. You said downtown, you're going in the city to eat or just coming back to the area?
Try this place, the Tiger's Den, downtown. It's a coffee shop with some eats. I'm going to go there.
Wow, that sounds awesome. If I didn't already have a plan underway, I'd join you. But you guys just enjoy that. Beautiful day.
Yeah, it is. I would have preferred, I should have wore shorts. But since I didn't, I was kind of tapped out. We've been there since about a little before 8, so we've been there a while.
Yeah, and we didn't even get, not even in the heat of the day yet, so wondering if you could sneak by the house and throw shorts on. But, yeah, I hear you. I make that bad decision occasionally, and I always regret it. But you'll manage either way.
All right, let me jump out. I'm here. I'm going to go inside and flag people down. Either flag people down or go grab a table. Depends on... It looks like I need to grab a table. W8FU.
All right, enjoy. Tell everyone I said howdy. We'll talk to you soon. KE8VSI.
Hi, Greg. Bye, Greg. WAGD.
Good morning, Wally. All right, enjoy breakfast. KE8VSI.
Nope, not Wally. Cujo. KE8VSI.
Now the whole gang checked in.
Gentlemen, looks like they are closed on Sunday, so there's plenty of other choices right here. So park right on the main drag, and we'll figure it out.
Miriam says Papa's is open. They do real good.
Yeah, Papa's, Armada Bar and Grill. We got Creamery on Main. We got all sorts of places. That you coming up to the stop sign, Jack?
W8FU, Pinko Liberal Mobile.
Yes, so I, Wally, and yes, Casey.
Oh, look, yeah, Wally said shaking. He just, I say political stuff, he just shakes his head. Ay, ay, ay.
He's talking about it in regards to breakfast.
No, we were talking about, well, this wasn't even, well, it shouldn't be politics, but it kind of became politics. COVID, the vaccine, and all that?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we are all, I respect everybody's opinion, no matter what side of the fence they are on. I mean, that's the purpose of being American. So, you know, everybody has their own insights. If we didn't have insights, we wouldn't have conversations.
And I'm following some dude doing 40 miles an hour. Look. Hello, gentlemen. W.A.D.
Let me switch to Romeo. Hold on. All right, Romeo. I'm on the open road, 32-mile road. Coming up on Romeo Plank here, heading into the O.
We are north, heading south, trying to get to a Home Depot.
Where's the Home Depot over there? See, north, and you got to take 23, so 23 in Gratiot?
Yeah, it's telling me to go to 20 north. Take north south to 23. I gotta get by this guy just a minute.
Take north south. That sounds like Kanye West kid.
No, I took north south and I passed the guy, so I'm okay. Moving along now.
North Avenue South, 23 Mile Road East. Home Depot is gonna be on the north side behind Meyer. And when you're all done, you can take 23 Mile Road East straight into Baltimore.
Well, they got Powell Road all shut down south of
to go north
32.
To,
looks like they redid the bridge.
To get off there.
Okay, you stepped on each other. Yeah, the bridge is getting worked on at 32 and Van Dyke Freeway. So you can take Romeo Plank south of 29 West, get on the old Van Dyke, and I'll take you right onto the freeway if that's where you're getting going, Sean. And then for Wally, yeah, it's right there on 23 and Gratiot behind the Meyer. Asking my NAWRO QTH right now. KCKJO.
Well, I ain't passing by anybody's QTH that I can think of. A little south of Dakota, quite a bit south, actually.
How's the morning commute without Dakota, John?
You know, still a group out there, but it's different. You know, it was, you had three of us that were very predictable, you know, because we were all working and commuting at the same time. Mine has shifted a little bit earlier and more in line with Anthony's hours, but Dakota's shifted out of the drive time almost completely. So, but we've got a couple additional. Donald's in there often, and there's another guy from I think, where is he from? He's out on one of the Central Michigan machines, up, I don't want to say Bay City, out that way. He's pretty regular now. And then Rick is in sometimes, in and out, depends. So there's still a small, pretty regular group. A couple others have chimed in, so. Just got to find our water, figure out who's rolling at the same time.
You might be thinking of Dave up there by Duran, Grand Blanc, that pops in the morning.
Yeah, there's a couple.
Good morning, gentlemen. W8RC.
Usually, you don't get out until just after we're all destinated.
I can't remember where, but it's Kerry.
And then Lance are usually out after the first wave gets destinated.
Yeah, I'm usually on the road between 7:50 and 7:30. By that time, you guys are rolling in. Dakota's rolling ahead into his shop. You're rolling into yours. Go ahead, Donald. RCY, I heard you in there. KCKJO.
I apologize for the double. NADC Harry is one of the new guys that are out there that you're hearing with us in the morning. W-E-R-C-Y.
That's right. Harry's been in there pretty frequently. Oh, man. Good afternoon, Donald. Have to find a clock in this thing. Surprising, all this technology and how few clocks I have in here.
W8DTD.
It's the big potato dude.
Yeah, well, I don't commute anymore, not very often. So, it's hard to tell when I'm going to be on the road.
I got to ask, did you contact the seller?
Not as of yet. I'm going to give them a phone call tomorrow morning because they have a phone number listed for issues.
Oh, man, I'd have probably had an email off that morning, but that'll work. I'm just curious how they handle it because I know Phil expressed an interest. So we'll see. Be curious to see how they want to handle it.
That makes you want to say, well, be careful how you handle this, because I could bring you a little bit more business, but, no, I was at the ballpark yesterday, and then when I did go down to the computer yesterday, I ended up taking a nap after the ball game. Boy, Detroit's bats went cold yesterday.
Good morning, Brian.
Actually, good afternoon.
Yeah, but what's colder, the Tigers bats or Dylan Larkin asking for a trade from the Red Wings? Which one's colder? Oh my goodness. That's just as big of a shock as the Tiger bats.
I cannot blame Larkin whatsoever. Although he was not performing at the end of last season. From about January, February time frame to the end, his production was way down. But he's been there, and he sees the fact that Yzerman is not doing anything to better the team in the long haul.
So, yeah, you know, he wants to go to a contender before he becomes too old.
And I say good afternoon, Todd. Good afternoon, Don.
Good afternoon, Brian. Good afternoon. Everybody. Actually, is that what it is? Oh, yeah, it is. It is afternoon. I think Wally's out there too, somewhere. Unless he got lost going to Home Depot.
No, I'm here. I was trying to find a better signal. The ump isn't connected to the FBI, so I was trying to go there. So, and then I came back here, and then it was all static, and it was kind of driving me crazy, so I kind of got quiet for a minute. But I'm back. I'm on the Warren right now at 24 and north.
I got you quite big clear over here in Madison Heights. You sound good, Wally.
What is going on with the world?
Good afternoon, Wally. Well, I'm backing into the backyard with our tomato and vegetable plants, so I think I'm going to spend a few more hours out in the sun today and burn myself to a crisp. I will talk to everybody later. WABPD. I'll be clear on everybody's final.
Have fun, Brian. I figure out if I'm doing gardening or vehicle work today. KGO.
I have made it to 23 miles.
Hooray.
Hey, I'm on 23 mile road too. It's a sand bike.
Wait, I couldn't get here fast enough. Oh my gosh, look it. They're building a gas station that's not a sheet. 23 and north. Sean?
So they don't give us heat?
Macomb Township don't give us heat.
Hall Road and Grish, it's getting a sheet.
So I
and one by Bald Mountain is getting a sheet.
Yes.
They're everywhere, I tell you. Sheets is everywhere.
Well, we got one at 12 and Mound and then 12 in the Quinter, so I could give two sheets.
The big one in Romulus is really good. They got some decent stuff in there.
Eastbound and down. All courses are crowded today, too. So I thought I saw a thing that said they're expecting violent weather this week.
On Tuesday, there's going to be thunderstorms throughout the day.
So I ask you, Don, do you get a better view of the storms where you live?
Technically, I do, because I look straight out from the southwest to towards the southwest, and 90% of the storms that come up through Michigan this way do come from the southwest, so I can see. Well, now the trees are back. I've lost some of the field, but I can see from basically out towards Grosse Pointe all the way over to about Southfield and points north of Southfield just from my balcony. If I go around to the other side, of course, I can see Troy, top of Troy, you know, east down 12 mile, a little bit towards Mount Clemens. I remember when Chevy dealership at 18 and Van Dyke had that massive fire. Their garage service bays and stuff caught fire a few years back, more than a few years. I could see that from where I was at, being 85, 90 feet up in the air.
Let's see if I got this. You need to put some cameras up there for us so we can watch out. You can call it the FBI spy cam.
I'm all for it. When I met Tom a couple months ago at the breakfast, I mentioned to him about my location, and Sean has a pretty good idea of the view up here, and even though I'm, like, right at the top of the tree level, The trees right now are so thick. They're actually thicker. Every year they're getting thicker. I can't see the hospital. What is it? Henry Ford, Oakland. 700 feet away from me. It's gone. Can't see the Detroit skyline anymore at night. It's gone. The foliage is so thick around here now from all the rain we had. But like I say, when I look out towards Southfield and point southwest, I can see a lot of television towers blinking at night, so I have a pretty good idea how dark the skies are getting if the radio and television towers towards Southfield start to disappear because of the cloud deck. Wally, your last didn't make it. All I heard you say was Sean. So, Sean, you're there. Pick it up.
I think everybody disappeared. Sunspot. KCK deal.
I'm pulling in, so I'm stepping out. WAC.
Hey, Wally, we got you on that last one for sure. The one before, no, you didn't make it. All right, enjoy Home Depot, and we'll catch up with you later. Tom, you're solid. There's never any issues with you. Sean, you still with us, or what's going on with you?
You might be stuck in that hole right there on Midnight Freeway between Warren and Romeo.
Oh, well, I heard you, Tom, but I heard the tail end something about a hole between Van Dyke and Romeo there. So I guess Sean's probably in Dakota's area where he had problems. Me, I'm going to get out of here. I got to finish folding laundry. I did 3 loads of laundry in 5 hours this morning, and now I got to do all the rest of the folding and that kind of stuff and put it away. So everybody have a good afternoon. I hope everybody had a good day up north at the flea market and whatever. And just enjoy the weather. W8RCY, we are clear for now.
Yeah, I as well. As a matter of fact, I'm right by the Richmond Tower, but I gotta get into the meat market here. I also want some Canadian bacon for bagel sandwiches in the morning, so maybe jumping out for a bit. I'll be back. KCKJO.
Alrighty then. There you are. Well, pretty much all of us have signed out. We called for you, but you didn't pop in, so I got to go finish my laundry. I did 3 loads of laundry this morning, and over the course of about 5 hours, and now I just got to finish folding up towels and stuff, so that's going to be the part of it. That's going to be the rest of my late morning, early afternoon. Okay, well, you do that.
I'm at 26 and Van Dyke. Old Van Dyke, head to the freeway. I'm going to take the freeway home, do the roundabout and mound, head to stop and get some pierogies for the XYL. There's a place up here that has the best pierogies, and I don't often use words like that for a place that I have yet to find a place that those pierogies are really enjoying. So I got her at the later today.
I was able to copy all that, but there was a lot of scratchiness in it. You might want to switch as you're coming home and getting closer to land the plane. All right, well, I'll let you have a good afternoon as well, and I don't know if you heard me earlier, but hope you guys all had a great morning out there at the flea market, and I don't know if you guys bought anything. I didn't hear anything about that, but, you know, out there in our radio. So hope you have a wonderful afternoon. We'll catch you. We'll be around listening. W8RCY.
Yeah, I'm in a little bit of a bad area, but I'm traveling south fast. W8FU.
anybody know what the good price on gas is today?
$3.89 at Meijer.
Okie dokie. It's probably about as good as it gets, eh?
Best I've seen locally. Plus, to me, it's $3.79 with my Meijer card. I think you go the points route, though.
Yeah, I think I'm eligible for 20 cents on Meijer. So I'll get whatever it is, minus 20.
$3.69, dude.
Woohoo! Crack out the hats and Hooters.
Indeed. Anyway, I'm going to get back to it here and then head out the door shortly so I can go do my cardio at Menards. W-I-8-A.
Okay, I'm here at 15 and Mound. I was heading for Myers. I just didn't know. I wasn't going to see the sheets before I got there since I'm coming from the north. So, good to know. So that's right where I'm heading for. Enjoy your walk. Don't avoid the overhead tile section.